All right, guys, we'll go ahead and get started. Dallas Cowboys, there's a lot to see about them on special teams when you watch them. Big, fast, strong group that's well coached. They got a dynamic returner in the Whitehead kid, punt returner and kick returner. I know statistically right now his numbers aren't where they were last year, but he's a guy that has long speed. And even though he's slight in stature, he plays much bigger than what his size indicates. So our cover groups are going to have a big challenge ahead of us with this guy, because also their core, those guys that are blocking are very aggressive, and they do an outstanding job. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
How big is it?
Well, anytime you lose a guy that's a four-phase player, you know, that's always a little bit of a blow to you. But at the same time, feel like that we have guys that we've been training for a while that have to step in and go to work. So I'm expecting those guys to play well. Guys, I've enjoyed my time.
What do you tell Ricardo Lewis about the way he fared his return?
What I tell him with regards to that, which play are you talking about, the specific play last week? I didn't.
Yeah, he had the one return where he hesitated.
Yeah, no, we want to keep that one in, and just a young mistake that I know that he'll learn from. I think that he still has a positive upside. I see things in him, you know, the size, the speed, the toughness that he can develop into hopefully a really good kick returner. I mean, he's a guy that's since day one, since he's been here, I mean, he's progressed as a cover player. And then, you know, obviously when we had some injuries, he's played more wide receiver and has done well there. So it's nice to see a young player developing offensively and still adding to his craft as a special teams player. So I'm still excited about where he's trending and you know, every moment is a learning moment, and I think he learned something there.
Right after the Miami game, you as well as Coach Jackson, you're very quick to say and to defend, you know, Cody Parkey, not miss sense. I don't want to jinx him or anything.
You just came up to me in the ninth inning and just said, I think you have a no-hitter going, but go ahead, what's your question?
do you feel like that, you know, he's validating what you guys believed had
I think that he's, and I've stated each and every week, and this week is no different. And I see it, obviously, I see more of it behind the scenes, the routine, how he attacks things, how he's striking the ball. He's an awfully good football player that is still developing. I would definitely say that his arrow is up. You know, is there going to be a time maybe where he misses one? That could happen. But I know that there's going to be plenty of times where he's going to go out and hit him. And I'll be quite honest with you, I hope we get another opportunity where he gets to go out and hit the game winner, because I know that he'll make it.
With Ricardo coming out, do you have to find that balance between trusting yourself and listening to the guys? Because you can see other guys like you telling you to stay in or come out, and I'm sure you have to make that decision.
You got to make that decision quickly. And, you know, I think as any all players, regardless where they're at in their career, learning moments. Sometimes players, I think we might have gone down by one at the time or something, and we, you know, no need to press. I always say, you know, don't force a play, just let the plays come to you. And I think you see that in all sports. And you know, it's a thing that, you know, he knows he probably should have kept it in there, but I will say this: I'll give him credit for fighting to get it even to the 19, because it could. There's no question it could have been a lot worse. But it's something he'll learn from, and he'll do fine this week.
Do you get Jamie Collins on any of your units?
Not right now. I mean, he's obviously a really good football player. Studying from New England, and you know, we were very well aware of him just on the field goal block, just because he's shown that he can jump over people and go block them. I mean, I'm glad he's here with us, but right now he's concentrating on defense.
Chris, you been here for a lot of experiences. One of the constant themes we're getting from the players is they're not wavering in their belief that in the long term this is going to work, and that this is that they believe in what the staff is doing. Does this year feel any different to you in terms of?
Oh, I sense the same thing they are. To be quite honest with you, I mean, we own the record and we understand it. But at the same time, also we understand more so the inner workings of what's going on in the meeting rooms, in the locker room, in the culture, and those type of things. What coach has established, it's second to none. It really is. And I'm not that's just not me saying that. That's a fact. And I see it from the standpoint of how the guys are coming in each and every week and studying the opponent and saying, what can I do to get better? You see them after practice. There's a whole host of guys still on the football field working to get better. You know, sometimes when you don't have the results that you want, you see people right after practice field just go on in because they want to go home. That is not the case. We are chopping wood, and I do believe that we are getting better, and the guys have bought in. And, you know, we just got to keep plugging away, and that's what we're going to do.
You said you own the record. The longer it goes, obviously, the bigger that one number is going to become. Do you worry that becomes kind of stifling at all?
I don't. I don't. And I mean that because of coach's leadership. And then what I see on the practice field, as I say all the time with regards to players playing, the tape will always tell you what to do. And the tape tells us that we are getting better. Now, are the results where we want to be? No, we understand that. But I expect this group to play hard, to keep getting after it, and put ourselves into position to win. And when we do, we need to pull ourselves over the wall and get the win. But I don't – honestly, I never think about the record. If when we win a game, you're going to concentrate on the next one. You don't say, well, we're 1-whatever. You say, oh, you know what? We're still 0-0. Let's get this next one. And that's how I approach it.
Coach told us yesterday that Corey Coleman probably won't return punts yet, let him ease in back into receiver. Can you be patient and wait for him, or are you really eager to get him back out there trying to do that?
I can be patient, and like just as I said, the tape will tell us. You know, as he's catching punts out on the field, how natural he looks. I mean, he hasn't played since week two. And getting back to the ball reads, and now it's windier. The weather's changing. When it's time and appropriate, we will put him in there. Still really pleased with what Duke's doing. I mean, he averaged 14 yards per return last week, and I think is playing solid, and we're trying to continue to eliminate the penalties in that area, and I see signs of guys blocking better. So I'm more encouraged about where we're going in the development of all our players, and Corey's obviously one of those guys that we got to keep developing.
Coach,